In just a few hours, as Femi pointed out there, Republican presidential hopeful John McCain will be speaking at the 99th annual NAACP conference. The numbers don't lie, though. Whether you're looking at the primary results or recent polls, black voters in key swing states overwhelmingly support Barack Obama. So what is the mission for John McCain in Cincinnati today? Joining us now is Chicago Tribune columnist and good friend Clarence Page. Clarence, good morning.
Good morning, John.
It's great to talk to you.
You too. Been a long time.
Yes, indeed it has. But this is an interesting subject. I mean, uphill battle is, a generous way of describing the mission for John McCain. Is this a photo op or can he actually convince people?
Well, you have to be a little Machiavellian, John, and our experience covering Chicago politics is very instructive here. The fact is that McCain doesn't expect to make a big dent in among black voters. This is such a special year, a really historical event, a lot like when we were covering Harold Washington back in Chicago in the 80s, that he doesn't expect to make a big dent. I think he'll be lucky to get the regular 10% that Republican candidates usually get from black voters. But he wants to reach moderate swing voters overall who might be inclined toward voting for him but be concerned that he might be as polarizing as President Bush turned out to be among black voters. Although I got to give Bush his props. In 04, he actually expanded his black voter turnout from 2000 from about 11% to as high as 14% in some places, like Ohio, which is where the NAACP convention is being held. So I think McCain really wants to reach Ohio voters, that very important state, as well as around the rest of the country.
And that's actually ironic, because there was that dust-up when President Bush refused to go speak before the NAACP during his campaigning time, which brings me to a question about, is this a political calculation, Clarence? In other words, does John McCain need to speak in front of the NAACP knowing he's not likely to pick up much support because he would not want to deal with the fallout from not attending?
I think that's true. President Bush did attend the NAACP when he was candidate Bush, but then once he became president, never came back. And that was also after Julian Bond, the NAACP chairman, referred to the Taliban wing of the Republican Party in a speech back then. And also there were the James Byrd TV ads, which back in 2000 tried to link Bush to a civil rights bill that he did not sign in Texas that actually had to do with gay rights. The ad didn't mention that, but it had James Byrd's widow. This is a black woman who was killed a black man was killed in a racist attack in Texas. Those ads made it sound like Bush supported the killing of that black man. When he actually was governor, when their killers were found and convicted. Things like that resulted in Bush not ever going back to the NAACP, and that resulted in bad relations that I think John McCain wants to avoid.
Well, I think John McCain, could say it would be successful if he were to hold on to the Bush 2004 gains, but with the phenomenon of Barack Obama, that doesn't seem likely. It's an interesting year for ethnic politics, that's for sure. Clarence Page, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Clarence Page, a columnist for the Chicago Tribune, speaking to us from Baltimore, Maryland.
And after we're going to talk about Iran.